besides the horse just has a stomach, see?
Right.
But the cow has a big old paunch. Now the Spanish people, they take that paunch, empty it out, wash it and clean it, and they cook that tripe, in other words, and make what they call manuda. It's kind of like a stew deal. And they put a little vegetables and then this and that and yonder. And I've tried a few times. I'm not particularly crazy about it, but some people really go for it.
Do you ever hear people around here use the word chitlin?
Chitlin, yeah. That's what I tried to get a while ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a chitlin. So it's merriguts, chitlins.
Have you ever heard any thing called scrapple?
I've heard it, but I don't know exactly what it is.
Before I get into that, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of anybody around here making anything with the meat from a hog's head?
Oh, yeah. Any number of things. One is, what do they call it? Head cheese. And then we also made what we call barley sausage.
Barley sausage?
With the hog. Better put a little more in it. They use the meat of hog's head and they cook barley like you would rice.
Right.
And mix a certain proportion of each and season it. And put it in hog casings. Now that'd be the big casings of a hog. Make them about that long, about that big round, you know. And you can eat them right away fresh, be fried then, you know. Take it out of the casing, fry it. Or the old folks like to hang them up in wintertime where they just get a tinge of sourness. Now it's not spoiled, because it's airtight in the casing, but just tender souring, boiling sausage. And then someone made blood sausage. You take the blood of the animal and whip it to keep it from curdling.
Mm-hmm.
And then add, take the meat, head meat, and a certain amount of cracklings and mix with the blood and put it in also those big casings, and they boil it. And then when they eat it, they fry it, they slice it, a little slice about that thick. That's three of them, three different products made out of the hog's head, besides the pickled ears.
Have you ever heard anybody call head cheese souse?
Call what?
Souse.
Yes, seemed like we never did around here much that I know, but it seemed like I heard that.
So, well, are head cheese, barley sausage, and blood sausage all German dishes?
I would kind of believe it was. Because that little woman there, she's Scotch-Irish.
I see.
And she didn't know what blood sausage was. She didn't know what barley sausage was. Now, I imitated barley sausage once in a while. I don't have the hog's head and all this there, but I buy pork, usually a shoulder blade, and boil it, and boil my barley,
right,
and then make a mixture. And of course, we don't put it in casing, we just put it in the refrigerator, you know, and slice it and fry it. And she learned to like it. He had never heard or seen anything like it before.
Well, getting back to scrapple, the scrapple that I've heard of, you make it by taking some juice from the head cheese and maybe putting in some hog meat and cornmeal and cooking it that way?
Right. Now, some of them here call it punish.
Call what?
Punish.